Right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, you are listening to Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. Outside Lands is finally here, and you can catch her set tonight. What you can also expect for the day, the first day of the festival coming up.
Yeah, you know, you and 75,000 of your closest friends huddled together on a wet, gray, grassy field. I'll have a forecast on that. It's otherwise known as Outside Lands. We'll look at that and a few other things in the first alert forecast as well, coming right up.
Yeah, but all of you and your friends have to get there, right? So it's going to be quite busy on the roadways heading into the city. But I'll have your workarounds plus some tips on how to get there easier and not get stuck in traffic.
There's a difference between homeless encampment and political protest encampment. We're here because we want to save the park.
Story this week, the construction might have stopped for now, but the fight over People's Park is far from over. The new lawsuit just filed to try and stop that project. But we're going to start this morning with what's going to be a busy weekend ahead in the Bay Area, as all of us have just been talking about. You are taking a live look from Golden Gate Park, where Outside Lands starts today. Grammy Award-winning artist SZA is headlining tonight, along with Phoebe Bridgers, who we just heard from, and Lil Uzi Vert. Meanwhile, you are also taking a live look from Stern Grove on the festival's last weekend of the summer. Taj Mahal, Monophonics, and DJ Shortcut are playing Sunday. And for our sports fans, it's round two of the Battle of the Bay tomorrow at the Coliseum. The A's and Giants will play a two-game series. Well, we need to know the best ways to get to Outside Lands this weekend. So Gianna Franco has that covered for us. As Darren mentioned, 75,000 people there. They all got to get there somehow.
I know. That is a lot of people, and it lasts from today all the way through Sunday. So commuting in and out of the city is going to be a bit of a struggle. Plan for that. And if you're headed to the festival, taking a live look here at the Golden Gate Bridge is kind of the calm before the storm that will likely get busier later on as a lot of people head into the city. But street closures are already in place. In fact, all streets north of Golden Gate Park, plus west of Park Presidio, Sunset between Irving and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard there is also going to be completely shut down. So if you are headed out there, Muni has multiple options. BART service will be running until midnight this weekend. Local prepaid shuttles also an option. So if you were able to score one of those, that's a great way to get there. They have a whole transit area set up at Outside Lands to kind of help people get in and out. Free bike parking also available. And you can always share the ride if you are headed out there. But hopefully it won't be too great this weekend. Darren, how's the weather going to be for all those people headed out to Outside Lands?
The thing about that gray for Outside Lands today, Gianna, is we do have the marine layer out there, and that is always a part of this side of Golden Gate Park. But the clouds are higher. In other words, the base of the clouds today is coming in a little bit higher. So it's not like you're going to be sitting in like gloomy gray stuff all day. You will have a mix of clouds. You're only going to the mid 60s for daytime highs. And those temperatures don't change. I could show you the temperature throughout the day at Golden Gate Park. It wouldn't look any different than a range of from like 62 to 66. What does matter is the wind. That's the main thing you should take into consideration if you're going to be out there. Because by the afternoon, even now, but by the afternoon, as the onshore breeze picks up, like it will every day this time of year, this part of Golden Gate Park is on the front lines of it. So you're going to feel that breeze stronger. If you haven't been to Golden Gate Park in a while, it's usually colder there, strictly because it's windier. So be ready for that, although you'll have a big group of people around you. You may not feel it as much. You got to dress planning for every possible weather situation. But first and foremost, cool and breezy. Current numbers out there in the low to mid 60s now. And if we look at where we're going for the day's daytime high, the headline in today's first alert forecast is actually inland, where you're going to be 10 degrees cooler. In general, it's mid 80s today for places like Concord, Livermore, Santa Rosa. I'll get everybody's number on the screen here in just a bit. For now, Sean, over to you.
And Darren, Outside Lands back in August where it belongs. Last year it was in October. Of course, the artists have quite the show planned, but so do the restaurants and chefs. Our Jocelyn Moran has a look at some of the food you may be tasting during the festival, as well as some of the preparations happening behind the scenes.
And then, so there's a lot of flavors going on.
Nick Covarrubias is the owner of Ultra Restaurant in San Francisco. He's getting everything ready for Outside Lands, and it starts here in the kitchen.
Spices. Lemongrass.
Preparation is key.
You have to build a kitchen out there. So you walk out there, let's say Tuesday, it's a 10-foot by 10-foot tent with a roof, and that's basically it. So your job then, you have to build another 10-foot by 10-foot tent including cooking equipment, refrigeration.
And Nick says every year is different.
Every crowd's gonna be different depending on who's playing. So it's a lot of risk for us. You know, we have trying to figure out how many banh mi's I'm gonna sell on Friday, or how many, chicken taquitos I'm gonna sell.
They'll also have vegetarian options.
So we're doing a sweet potato and black bean taquitos, and then we're also doing a chicken tinga taquito, and then we're doing ceviche.
Pulling all of this off is a challenge, but Nick has the experience to count on.
Surprisingly, 8 years later, still kind of fun to do it.
The key, he says, is trying to have fun while doing the job, all while bringing people delicious food as they listen to their favorite artists.
What makes Outside Lands a little bit different is, there's people from Oakland, there's people who are doing dumplings, there's people who are doing banh mi's, tacos, and, you get a lot of different type, and I think the food scene there is, people tend to care a bit more, so I think the vendors reflect that.
Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
So much to cover, so stay with KPIX 5, KPIX.com, and CBS News Bay Area for continuing coverage of Outside Lands. We will have much more on the festival this morning, including our new segment, B-Sides. Amanda?
We're going to take a look at your other top stories this morning. A tug of war continues over the fate of People's Park in Berkeley. Protesters have now filed a lawsuit to try and stop UC Berkeley from building student housing. Construction activity started Wednesday on a project to house 1,100 students and 125 low-income residents. But then protesters knocked down fences and damaged some of the equipment, and they are still in the park. The mayor and city council are considering whether to lift a ban on the use of tear gas by police. Gunfire in a Las Vegas hotel room killed a man and left two women in critical condition. It happened at the Mirage on the Las Vegas Strip last night at about 8:45 local time. Police say there was an altercation involving four people. They say a suspect described as a heavyset man shot three others and then left. That suspect is still on the loose. A lockdown at the hotel is now lifted. Investigators say a vegetation fire in the Martinez Hills likely started at a homeless encampment. Confire has now contained the fire after it burned 17 acres on a hillside yesterday afternoon. Crews are still watching for hot spots. The area near Pacheco Boulevard was closed overnight. Gianna.
All right, we are counting down to the kickoff of 49er preseason football. The Niners take on the Packers August 12th at Levi's Stadium, and you can watch it right here on KPIX 5. Nick Bosa, he's counting down the days until he can hit an opposing quarterback, and Charlie Walter has more on the 49ers star pass rusher in this morning's Red and Gold Report.
The other day, 49ers defensive back Jimmy Ward was getting ready to say that Brandon Ayuk was having the best camp of anyone on the team. He then stopped himself, explaining there was a guy named Nick Bosa. The defensive end is going through training camp fully healthy for the first time. I'd say he showed up ready. Bosa and his brother Joey trained all offseason in Fort Lauderdale. It is not a cliche to say that Nick Bosa is in the best shape of his life. Just ask the 49ers offensive line that he goes up against every day.
It was like somebody literally etched him, like he like a sculpture. So you don't get that way by just waking up, eating cereal, and playing a game.
I'm here to help anybody that wants it, except for maybe 97, because he doesn't need any.
If Bosa come up and ask a question, it's because he want to know a little bit more about something. Competitor in me is a little hesitant to give him some of my secret, secret moves.
With the Red and Gold Report, I'm Charlie Walter.
Secret move.
I know, right? Hey, his contract is up next year in 2023, so hopefully things will go a little more smoother with him, because he needs to stick around than it did with Deebo Samuel. But football is in his blood with his